This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Our campaign for a better America, a stronger America, a more just America, a more equal America, and a more united America continues. And together, we will get it done. He fought for working people his whole life. And I'm glad to say I endorse Joe Biden, and I hope you will join me in working to make him the next president of the United States of America.
Michael Bloomberg says adios after spending millions of dollars on his campaign, the most expensive self-funded campaign in history. So on the heels of Super Tuesday, Bloomy is out. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, welcome. We've been doing it for 15 years, and boy, we live in the most interesting times, I would say, of those 15 years. Incredible what's going on. So with Bloomberg, as I said, is the most expensive campaign that we've seen. He spent over $500 million on ads alone to try to become the Democratic nominee for president. I feel like when he ran, he did not believe that he was going to win it, but it was just a block against Bernie Sanders and trying to really shovel it in the direction of Joe Biden. But advertising analytics, I was watching that today and looked up and did a little research on it. They definitely verify that it is the biggest self-funded campaign in history. How crazy is that when you think of the money that was spent? And then you compare it to Joe Biden and the fact that Joe Biden is not one of those billionaires that ran. So Tom Steyer, of course, out last week, and now Bloomberg out Super Tuesday, a huge comeback for Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren is still in this thing, and so is Bernie Sanders. But you have to believe that it's, I think, just a matter of time before they both drop out. I guess Bernie, who did win a couple of states in Super Tuesday's primaries, could stay in it if he wanted to, but I think it would be to no avail. I don't believe that Bernie Sanders would get the nomination, so it is Joe Biden. So interesting, because when this race started, and it was the big question, who's going to try to go up against the incumbent, of course, our president, Donald Trump, Democrat out there, is it going to be? And Joe Biden, at first, people would laugh about that. Then they were on board the Biden Express, and then it just completely tanked and was off the rails. And it just goes to show you, it's never over until you get through at least Super Tuesday. And once he hit South Carolina, before Super Tuesday, and won South Carolina, the momentum really swung in his direction. So now Bernie Sanders has a pretty aggressive attitude, tone, whatever you want to call it, toward Biden. And you've got Elizabeth Warren, who is licking her wounds, lost Massachusetts, has gone home to decide what she's going to do, because now we've got all these other contests that'll come up over the next couple of Tuesdays. You got 10 more states that'll vote and about 900 delegates, because it's about delegates. On the side of President Trump, he doesn't need it. He gets all the delegates. There are a few names that pop up to run against him, but of course they have no momentum and get very few of the delegates. Besides politics, it's the politics of this virus that everybody is really, really talking about and obsessed with, and I can't blame you. I am too. COVID-19 spreading like wildfire, according to one of my friends in New York in the last 48 hours. it's been anxious times for those in Westchester County, schools, synagogues, boom, shutting down, cleaning up, doing whatever it is that they can do. You have the death toll in the United States now up to 11, because you had a first death in California. So the deaths in California and Washington State have jumped up that number again to 11. And now we look at what are hospitals doing? What are doctors doing? What are the emergency plans? Daily things are changing. And one of the scariest aspects, I think, of this is people are walking around and they have no idea if they have COVID-19 because how many people are being tested for it and can they get tested? So there was a White House briefing earlier this week on Tuesday where Vice President Pence, who's in charge of COVID-19, at least he's the point person, I'll call him, that's what the president has done, as you know, used Pence as the guy. He's the guy that everything goes through. And he announced government testing guidelines were being loosened so that they could get the tests. Which, actually, that's a good thing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were pretty restrictive in what they were doing, and now you've got, you know, 75 countries, 95,000 people sick, terrible in South Korea. So there's no way we can stand by idly. It's about aggressive testing, and there's a surge in demand for tests from people sometimes with mild symptoms. And what's being said with that is, look, if you have mild symptoms, maybe you should just stay home until you recover. Because what's the capacity for virus testing? You're lagging behind, or they're lagging behind. You're not lagging behind. They're lagging behind on the tests. And tests that can be done in doctors' offices, they're not around right now. They don't exist right now. So 60 public health labs, I just checked this number, verified it just a couple of hours ago, are running the CDC test. In the next couple of days and weeks, testing capacity is expected to increase. There's a big push for that, of course, to happen because the more testing, the better. Then people know they have COVID-19. But what constitutes you or me deciding when we feel ill that we need to go get the test? I'm a prime example of that. Sick as a dog last week, 2 weeks ago in San Diego on airplanes, people hacking up lungs around me, seriously. I know that visual is crazy. And I lost my voice for the first time ever in my life, completely lost my voice and really had a tough time, had a little bit of a fever. I didn't get tested for COVID-19. I don't believe I have COVID-19. I was in a speaking environment, in a classroom environment, where all the people in the classroom with me, there was 18 people, 17 of them got sick. So you take that, expand it, and where and when do people decide that they need to be tested? By the way, don't worry about me. I am so certain it was a horrific strain of the flu and not this COVID-19. So the testing is important, and who gets the test is important as we keep following this thing and watch to see where it all ends up. We're going to end up coming up here shortly in the mailroom. Hang on, much more coming your way on this version of the show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages. Delivered by carrier, train, and plane. Sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
You have... Yeah, we got mail and a ton of it. Oh, yes, the dogs are out. Somewhere in that mix is the associate producer, Mahalo, the trusty golden retriever, who loves, by the way, to go to the virtual mailroom and the real mailbox outside my home. He's nuts for the postman, seriously. All right, so we go to our first one, and this is from Joe listening to us in Texas. He says, wow, Biden over Bernie and everybody else in the field. Kate, I don't think in our lifetime, I hate to tell you this, babe, but I like that, babe, but we're not going to see a woman president. I don't think you're ever going to see a woman president, whether it's on the Republican side of the aisle or the Democratic side of the aisle. What do you say? Well, it's funny because you said Bernie, but you didn't mention Warren, but I'm assuming she would have been in the mix there. You know what? I agree with you. I know there are a lot of women that would freak at me saying that, but because I've been around politics and I've been around incredibly successful women who have started companies, who have been glass ceiling breakers and everything else, you know, in between, whether it's women or business or I think is the last, one of the last bastions is really the presidency. And in my lifetime, there's been conversation about a female president. There's been conversation about, you know, the running mate eventually being on the, from the undercard to the overcard, I'll call it. But I don't see it. I mean, you know, look at what the Democrats, what's happened now with the Democrats, and it's Joe Biden. And it's so interesting because in our advertising, I'm not going to go down Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole too much, but it, you know, in our advertising in this country, everything's youth oriented. It's about looking good, men and women, yeah, whether it's surgery, whatever it is you're doing, from your head all the way down to your toes and all of that. But isn't it interesting that you have in the White House an older president, and you had the two men that were heavily featured throughout this that were starting to pull away, both deep in their 70s, and it just goes to show you when you look at the seat of power, it doesn't often go to youth, at least not yet. I think the globals will change that. So you're talking about, you know, the 18 to 20-something year olds. I don't know the exact breakdown, but my nephew's generation, it'll be completely different. I think there's just no question the idea of what's the ideology, what's the issues, that becomes even bigger than probably personalities or anything else. All right, so we move from that sticky question. Although, listen, I mean, if there was a great woman to vote for, if there was someone who was super qualified, I hope people would get behind the woman, whether it's a woman or a man. I think it's the best person for the office. All right, let's move to the next one. This one is from Jocelyn, who says, "Hey, Kate, I'm pretty freaked about this whole COVID-19 deal. I live in Portland. You're here in Portland, and I listen to your show. It moved to a different station, and I listened to that station, so I followed you there. And I have to tell you, looking at what's going on in Washington, there are some fears for many of the people here that what's next for us. And then you see the amount of global cases, and you wonder, because what do people do to fight the virus? They have to keep their hands off their face, and they have to wash their hands. And there's a big problem with people washing their hands. And you mentioned that conferences and events were getting canceled, so I bet that becomes an even bigger deal because of the tight contact people would have with each other when they go off to these bigger meetings. Absolutely. I mean, this is happening right and left. As somebody who's in the speaking industry, we're seeing that in hospitality. So whether it's conventions and meetings and meeting space, or whether it's hotel rooms, airlines, all of them are starting to take a hit because of the fears of that, the trust of, okay, if you're going to get on a plane and you're going to be exposed to all these different people, are you going to come down with this? Are you going to contract that? And are people washing their hands? Are they doing whatever they can so that there isn't the spread of this and you can nip the epidemic? But I think the idea of nipping the epidemic is pretty tough. It is. It's pretty tough because of the fact that somebody can have it, not know, they're not tested, where they living, who are they in contact with, all of that. I mean, the petri dishes that are out there and the areas where you are and how it can spread and how it can be mild in some people. They don't know they have it and they're spreading it, and how it can be different for other people. And, you know, it survives on surfaces for a little bit of time. So you could come in direct contact with someone who's infected, and you don't have any idea because of the life of this thing. And then tracing. How do you trace it? The tracing efforts are tough. Trying to figure out who you came in contact with, where you were, and then quarantining those people because you're throwing a net out and you're trying to catch and kill an outbreak. That's what it is. It's like we are fishing and we have thrown out giant nets and we need to catch it. But how do you do that? How do you identify people with the disease, then trace everyone they came in contact with that they could have exposed, and then quarantine all of them? It's such an an impossible task, I guess. Let's put it that way. So you have reason to be concerned. Be just careful when you're out there. Be diligent with your own personal hygiene and watch the people around you. I mean, that's the best I can say. All right, how about the markets? I got a couple of questions about the markets, including this one from Guy. Kate, what's happening with the markets? 2 weeks ago, it was the worst that we had seen. It looks like there was a bounce back. Have we seen more of a bounce because of Super Tuesday and politics, etc.? You know, it's interesting. The Dow Jones average ended up about 1,200 points or 4.5% after Super Tuesday, so that was good. And, of course, the Federal Reserve had its first emergency rate cut since the 2008 financial crisis, so that brought the benchmark down 50 basis points. And the central bank's move kind of reinforced that, too, but easing it, so sending the three major indexes down and landing them in correction territory. But then with the results from Super Tuesday and more people dropping out, I suppose perhaps that's part of it, I don't know. But that number jumps up too, so the Dow rose up, and then that's a good thing, right? So investors are shifting from the coronavirus is the theory to politics, and the market knows how to play politics a lot smoother, better, and familiar with it than the virus. But if there's anything crazy that happens with, you know, COVID-19, then we'll see it rock down again. When you are involved in the stock market, you're playing at the craps table. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, but having tried to school myself in some of this, my word for you is diversify. It's like, I love when someone asks me, should I just have my money in gold? Should I have my money here? You should be diversified, right? To me, if you can afford to do that, even if you have three nickels in your pocket, there are ways to stretch those nickels. Let's put it that way. So watch what happens with COVID-19, because that will rattle the markets. If we see more deaths, if we see more problems, that will happen. All right, and then there's this one more that I got here, and it was about Bloomberg, and this one was from Natchez. I like that. It's got to be a nickname. Natchez says, Kate, listening to you in Mississippi. That could be a hint. Bloomie's out. He spent a fortune. I mean, it was just toying with us, I suppose, or trying to stop other campaigns, and I guess it worked. He's worth $60 billion. He has the money, so he spent millions of his own dollars. For what? Crazy. Crazy to have that kind of money. All right, thanks for all the emails. I'll meet you when I jump the wall here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with a detailed update on coronavirus and the administration's efforts. The president speaking in the White House briefing room with all members of the coronavirus task force by his side.
We're also working with the industries, including the airline industries, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later.
The Grand Princess cruise ship docked now in Oakland, California. Sick passengers have been taken off and transported to area hospitals. Canadian citizens flown back to their country, and U.S. citizens will be coming off in waves and will be transported to military bases for testing and a 14-day quarantine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
It's time to...
All right, welcome to the Low Man Cave. So the biggest question everybody's talking about, well, actually, there's two things. In Princeton, at the university, students are debating whether or not they were jammed up by fake news on Marshawn Lynch coming to speak, saying that some of that was misconstrued. Ooh, imagine that. And then Tom Brady. Where, oh, where will Tom Brady go? Nobody knows what the future will hold, except for Tom and Giselle. So do you care about the future of Tom Brady? You might. It's an interesting question. Hey, six-time Super Bowl champion. Does he re-sign with the Patriots? He's played with that team for his whole career. Or does he go to a new team to try to prove he can win without Bill Belichick as his coach? Does that even matter? How would New England fans feel about that? I mean, all he keeps saying is, I don't know what the future holds. He's not really showing his hands. He's got a great poker face. He's 42 years old. He'll be 43 by the time the next season starts. He said he's going to spend time with his family. They have a vacation planned. He's focusing on that. So now there are a lot of wild storylines and rumors that are popping up because there's at least 8 teams that he could go to. But what would the level of interest be for Tom Brady? I mean, he would have to go to a team, I would think, that would be competitive or one that would intrigue him where he liked the coach. And he'll get a ridiculous amount of money, but he already makes a ridiculous amount of money. And I am not. I'm a capitalist, so I'm saying whatever you can get and your agent can get, fine, do it. But I think he'll have a huge contract if he goes someplace else. And it could be that, I don't know, he ends up with the Raiders. To me, that seems like an easy place to put Tom Brady because there would be excitement, the new stadium, Las Vegas, da 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 da. But then we do have the question of COVID-19, and by the time the football season rolls back around, will we really be filling arenas, or are we still going to be having problems with this as the weather changes? We're back in the fall. Think about testing a vaccine. That doesn't happen overnight. By the time you do that, you're definitely looking past the fall. You're looking at almost a year. What is interesting is because we do live in political times, there are T-shirts that were made that say, "Stay Tom 2020." And there was a funny tweet, and even Tom Brady actually tweeted it out, and it was Julian Edelman, who he was at the mics, and it said, "Stay, you know, Tom 2020," because of course Edelman wants him to stay. He's his quarterback, and I thought it was pretty clever. There was, you know, mugs and T-shirts and bumper stickers. And as any of you who are rabid sports fans know, or at least you're fans of the NFL or whatever team you might root for, you, of course, want your superstar people to stay because that's who you root for. So you want the same familiar faces if you like them. If you don't like them, then, of course, you're hoping that they will go someplace else. Ask anybody for their 2 cents on a lot of different quarterbacks for the Dallas Cowboys. Troy Aikman, super popular, got all those concussions, but nobody wanted Troy to leave. Roger Dodger, who I'm going to get to see in a couple of weeks. Roger Staubach, people love Roger. Nobody wanted Roger to go, but there were plenty of quarterbacks in between and conversations about, you know, who's next and et cetera, as to the popularity of having them in that position. It's about winning. That's what it's about. All right, so what about Marshawn Lynch? So if we're sitting here kicking back in our lazy boys and we have matching lazy boys and some peanuts, the kind that you have to throw the shells on the floor and just sweep them up, you know, those restaurants where you go and you get those peanuts still in the shell. So we'd be talking about this and the backlash. This is what the deal is. There were several Princeton seniors who didn't like the process where Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, was invited to address the school's graduating class. And they are saying, though, that it's been misconstrued, and they're getting a lot of backlash online, and the students didn't even want to be identified because of what they're experiencing on social media, the firestorm that it's created. So the newspaper that ran the story removed all the names and told the readers that the authors were granted anonymity, can I say that? They were supposed to be anonymous due to credible safety concerns. So that's scary, right? This is the storied paper, the Daily Princetonian. And they said they were disappointed. Some people said they were disappointed when they learned that the former NFL running back would be the speaker at Class Day, which is an event organized by members of the senior class that precedes commencement. So it's a big deal to get that spot to be that speaker. Lynch, if you don't have any clue who he is 33. He's back after sort of retiring when he went back to the Seattle Seahawks late last season to help them make a playoff run. He first played with them from 2010 to 2015. He had four Pro Bowl nods. He helped the Seahawks win a Super Bowl, reach another one. His nickname, Beast Mode, became a big popular saying. He was popular with players and his personality, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, what process they go through and how they pick who they pick. I mean, they say they wanted to prioritize a speaker that moved beyond rhetoric in their personal and professional lives, but integrated their values into their practice. And they said that's how they picked Marshawn Lynch. So, you know, and this guy was famous for responding to multiple questions with, I'm just here so I won't get fined, because he didn't want to answer the questions of reporters when he was doing the Super Bowl lead up. So I don't know. It's an interesting choice, period. I think he was a heck of a football player. And listen, when they pick people to speak, the more famous or the more you tie the person to whatever the school thinks its theme is or send-off is, of course, that's exactly what happens. And so he was picked. But I think the bigger story and the reason for bringing it up in the man cave is you have to be so careful on social media these days, because the mobs will come after you with their pitchforks and everything else, depending on what you say. So you had students that were critical, that thought there could be somebody better, and they had to remove their names because there was too much of a reaction to that. So it's like we've gone backwards in the world, isn't it? It's like we used to... You used to be able to have an opinion and not worry about it. Now, are you sure you want to say that? How is that going to play? And a lot of that has to do with social media, of course, and the way that you're perceived. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Whatever the comments are, etc. And that didn't go over well, obviously. I talked about this previously in the man cave, but high fives are out and fist bumps are in. NBA players are trying to be calm about COVID-19, but like so many others of us, they're concerned about it because of all the things that they handle, things that they do for autographs, pens, balls, jerseys, all that kind of stuff. And really what the league is saying is this is a fluid situation. They're communicating with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They're trying to make sure their players have their vaccinations, including the flu vaccination. But I hate to tell you, it's not effective against this virus. So fine that you do that. They're looking at colds and handshakes and anything they could possibly think of that could possibly infect the players. Now that the worldwide death toll is top 3,000 and that we've got this in 15 states, I think the concern just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've already talked about that. We've already talked about COVID-19. And there are other sports leagues that have taken steps to limit outbreaks. And they know. I mean, they're issuing memos, and they're saying if a player has flu-like symptoms, they have to be seen by a doctor. If he has a fever, can't travel, has to stay away from teammates, the things that we're all looking at. But because of the contact they would come in with fans, that's where it could get a little, I think it could get a little creepier and scarier for the players because, you know, that's part of the game. Wednesday night, full slate of action. The Celts knocked off the Cavaliers 112-106. So the Celts picked up their 42nd win of the season. They're cruising along with Jason Tatum, who had 32 points, 9 boards, and 6 assists. Also, the Knicks are continuing their downward spiral as always, the Jazz beat them 112-104. They're 19-43 this season. When will they ever have a winning season? The Mavericks in Dallas are winning 127-123. They beat the Pelicans in overtime. That's a nice little rivalry, too, because New Orleans just a stone's throw away from Big D. Thanks for joining me in the Man Cave. We're wrapping up this hour next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, really pleased to have in our virtual green room, Sandro Dinello is the CEO of Flagstar. Wait till you hear about this. This year, over 200 CEO action signatory organizations took part in the second annual Day of Understanding. Now, it's an event that's been created by CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion, and you know how I feel about that, to help address potential bias in the workplace and help foster a culture of inclusion and understanding. I'm going to throw in this little piece of research that's a great nugget. According to recent research, half of all diverse employees experience bias as part of their day-to-day work experience. So that's why CEO driven coalition is hosting, you know, these tough conversations at their organizations anytime during the months of February they did it and March to engage in conversations to educate people and support inclusive workplace cultures. Topics can include D&I issues, race, gender, sexuality, to help foster greater understanding and appreciation of differences. And as I mentioned, Sandro Dinello is with us, and he's the CEO of Flagstar, and they are part of this, and they had that conversation in that day. Sandro, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Kate. Thanks for taking the time and shining a light on this. I appreciate it very much.
So what was your, as for lack of a better way to describe it, aha moment that really motivated you to join this coalition? What makes this coalition so unique to you?
Well, I've always thought that I was a very unbiased person. And when I first was approached by the organizers of the CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion, it resonated with me right away that this made a lot of sense. And to actually do it in a thoughtful way within the organization to really find a way to get people to really believe that it was a safe workplace, to me made a lot of sense. And it was probably going to be a lot more difficult for us to do that on our own. And so getting this guidance and this sort of mentorship, if you will, from this organization was extremely helpful in helping me to just visualize how we could really advance this within our organization, because it requires the leadership at the top to get it going, but then it requires the people in the organization to really want to make it happen. And the CEO Action group really made that a lot easier for our organization.
So you jump on board, you do this, and you had this happen just recently, like I'm going to say last week, where you pick a topic. Tell us what that was like for you and what kind of interaction did you see? So again, bravo that you're doing it, and what did you find?
Well, what our team decided was the topic to focus on was privilege, because most people don't really realize how privileged they are. I'm certainly one. I'm the son of Italian immigrants, and I view my upbringing as being very, very, you know, middle of the road, if you will. Always had what we needed, but I never felt privileged per se. But then I was handed this privilege exercise, and there's 28 questions, and I started to read them, and the idea here is check how many of these apply to you. And the first one is, the leader of my country is also a person of biracial group. Well, yes, I can check that one. When going shopping, I can easily find clothes that fit me. I can check that one. In public, I can kiss and hold hands with the person I'm dating. I can check that one. And I go down here and I can check all 28.
Wow.
Which means I'm very privileged.
Right.
And then I can think about other people while I'm going through this and the boxes that they wouldn't check. And then I begin to really realize the difference that I, in my life, versus the difference in other people's lives. And I can think about people that would go through this that I know that might only check 5 of these boxes. And then you realize, wow, this is powerful stuff. And we just don't think about that, right? We just don't think about it. And that's what this whole thing is about, is forcing us to understand what our unconscious biases are and doing something about it. Because most people would say, I'm not sexist, I'm not a racist, I'm not this, I'm not that. But yet there are things that they think about and the way they think that they don't even realize are sexist or are racist. And you got to shine a light on it in order to really understand how it's viewed by other people. So it's a beautiful thing if you figure it out, because I think, you know, here at our company, and we're certainly not where we need to be yet, because not everybody believes in this, but we're slowly but surely getting there. And we're doing what I believe is not only the right thing, but as I say to our team here, it's the smart thing to do, because if our people really believe that we care about them, no matter who they are, no matter how they think, no matter how they live their personal lives, they really believe that we care about that, they're going to care more about our company. And if they care more about our company, they're going to care more about the work that they do, the productivity, the quality of the work. And at the end of the day, we are going to be a better company because of it. I truly, truly believe that. And I think the successes our company has had, and we've been successful, I think, are in large part here to the fact that we are creating a safe workplace that people feel comfortable in.
So it's a great commitment by you and a great big step to be part of this group, for sure, the CEO Action. But how else do you, in trying to get there, how else does your company execute the CEO Action pledge commitments? How do you do that?
Well, look, the CEO Action Group, it facilitates things. You've got to make it happen in your organization. And the way it's happened in our organization is by making the real commitment to it. And so what's happened now is we have 9 employee resource groups at our company, and they represent different groups of interest, which range from young professionals to LGBTQ to veterans to women to Hispanics, Native American, Asian Indian. These are all groups where people come together that have similar interests, and then they share their interests with the rest of the organization. So we have days. We have days whenever there's a special day, like this is Women's Month, right? So we had a special event for women, and African American Month was last month, and we had a special event, and these things go on and on and on, and people get engaged with them, and now we have over 25% of our workforce of 4,500 that are engaged in one or more of our employee resource groups, and so we keep teaching people about different ways of life and different ways of thinking, and making it easier for them to understand why we're all different, but yet we can still work together. And it's a kind of thing that sort of gathers momentum. You know, it's that flywheel. Once it starts moving, it starts gathering momentum, and more people believe it. And if they believe that, you know, as a leader of the organization, you and your fellow executives at the company won't stand for any other way of thinking. People that don't believe in it will self-select out of the organization. And that's probably happening quietly, and I'm okay with that, right? Because we want to have people here that do believe in, really do believe in diversity and really do believe in inclusion.
Yeah, and along those lines, there's people listening to us that could certainly use this. What do you think the first step leaders can do, Sandro, in taking action in D&I in the workplace? I mean, you took the leap. What would you tell them the first step is that you should take?
Well, they have to sign the pledge. If you're the CEO or the owner of the company, sign the pledge. And the pledge now puts the onus on you to do the right thing. And so sign the pledge. Share that with your organization, and then find someone in the organization that you can tap on the shoulder to be the leader that's going to take this and run with it. And at first, it's going to be somebody who's got a full-time job, and they're going to take it as a part-time thing to do just because they believe in it so much. And then as the momentum builds, you'll actually then define a specific person whose only job is to advance the belief in diversity and inclusion in your organization. And the next thing you know, you've got people volunteering to start these employee resource groups, and you get executive sponsors for these groups, and it just keeps picking up steam.
I like that. It's the flywheel. So I do want to tell everybody CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion is the largest CEO-driven business commitment, as we've been talking to Sandro about, to advance diversity and inclusion within the workplace, bringing together more than 900, this is powerful, CEOs representing more than 15 million employees and growing. So you can go to CEOAction.com to find out more. Sandro Dinella, CEO of Flagstar, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much, Kate. Appreciate you having an interest in this very important topic.
Long after you're gone, your heart keeps beating on.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.